Hello there, I'm Barry Robinson for 105.3 Seaside FM. I'm talking to Derek Cate, an archaeologist who's been digging up ground for the National Grid, and you found loads and loads of items, and we're at a table now, and it's a medieval pottery display from Paul. So explain about that.
Yeah, so we found this, it's Paul Home, next to Paul, and it was in the next field to Paul Home Tower, and we found lots of this pottery that dates to the 12th and the 13th century AD, and most of what we've got are handles from jugs, and so beer. There have been lots of beer being drunk there. And we don't have anything from later than the 13th century. We know Paul Home Tower was built in the 15th century. So what it looks like, because we've got early pottery, possibly there was a rather nice house on that hill before Paul Home Tower was built. Or one other possibility is that there was a little bit of a village there, and it doesn't survive into the late medieval period, which might suggest that it was hit by the Black Death. The Black Death comes to England in 1348, and it's a disease carried by the fleas of black rats. And we know in 1348 and 1349, it killed between a third and a half of the population of England within a year or two. And you get a lot of villages that were thriving. The Black Death hits them, and then they just start on a slow decline, and they die. And often the last thing that's left is the big manor house. The lord of the manor stays there, but all the peasants have died away, and often they make the manor house nice and big. So we might have had a village here that died out in the 14th century because of the Black Death. The manor house survives, and in the 15th century they build a nice big tower beside it, Paul Home Tower.
Mm. And of course, off Withernsea, off the coast, there's been all sorts of little villages that has been lost because the coastal erosion and the seas come over and taken over.
Yes, that's right.
Don't you ever find you want to get into a subaqua gear and go diving and seeing if you can see something?
Well, it would be nice. What normally happens is because the coastline in southern Holderness, it's all mud. It's just mud. It's soft. So it tends to get washed away by the sea. And in fact, it gets washed away at about 2.5 metres a year. So I'm 6'4", so that's about 2 metres. So the amount of clay as me gets washed away every year, which means the earliest stuff we found on this dig was about 3,500 BC, which is the Neolithic, the first farmers. We found some flint work. Well, when they were on the go, the coastline, Easington, would have been 6 kilometres. That's 4 miles inland. So, yes, the coastline's getting washed away all the time. In the Roman period, it would have been another kilometre further out into the sea. But when the sea washes it away, it doesn't drop it in the estuary. It carries it and dumps it on the Lincolnshire coast. So it washes it away from Holderness, and it dumps it and drops it on the Lincolnshire coast. So if you want to see what was happening in early times in Holderness, you've got to go to Lincolnshire and go to the coast and have a look in the mud.
Yeah. And of course, before the North Sea was here, you could walk across from England to the continent because it was all one bit of land.
That's true as well.
So there must have been settlements there that have been washed away.
Yes, definitely. After the last ice age, so 15,000 BC, there were still lots of glaciers. There was still lots of ice in the North Pole. So a lot of the water that eventually ends up in the sea was frozen in glaciers in the north. So about, say, 6,000 BC, the glaciers at the North Pole are all melting, and so suddenly the North Sea forms. There'd been nothing there before. The North Sea formed. The ice in the north melts. It forms the North Sea. But before that, you could walk from England to the continent. It was just a vast lowland plain, a bit like Holderness. Basically, Holderness would have been the western end of a big clay plain with rivers and trees and settlements and wild animals. Yes, yeah. So you could have walked from Holderness all the way across to, say, Denmark, North Germany. And people did. People did, hunting animals on the plain.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely marvellous, and thank you very much for inviting us down here. I think our tour of all your finds have been very, very interesting, and more power to your elbow, young man.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
I'm Barry Robinson, talking to Derek Cate, an archaeologist, for 105.3 Seaside FM.